faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird,
it's a plane,
it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, in answer to the Clarion's page one blast that attempts to make ex-GI Sam Robbins appear to be leader of a communist plot, the violently incited mob of veterans march to police barracks to free their pal from jail.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, how many of the 49 different prizes have you collected from packages of Kellogg's Pep? Yes, sir. I said 49 different prizes. There's one in every package of Pep you open. And there are three different kinds of prizes you may find there. For instance, how you coming along with your collection of Pep comic buttons? There were 18, you know, in the series, each picturing a favorite comic strip character to pin on your jacket or your beanie cap. And how about those bright-colored bird pictures? There are 24 to collect, each with a full description, so you can wise up the gang on birds. And have you rounded up all seven of those colored cardboard plane models? Each one's a model of a famous fighting plane. All in all, that makes 49 different prizes you can collect. One in every package of Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. And meanwhile, you can be enjoying breakfast with those crisp golden whole wheat flakes of Pep. Mm-mm, how Pep does make with a flavor. A catchy, fresh flavor. A sunny, toasted flavor. In short, a Pep flavor. And it really sends you. So for prize eating and your surprise prize, ask Mom to get you Kellogg's Pep tomorrow.
Now, the adventures of Superman. As you remember, Joe Martin, a war hero, was mysteriously shot during a veterans' demonstration against Governor Wheeler, whom the ex-GIs charged with practicing racial and religious discrimination in awarding state jobs. Big George Latimer, the state political boss, said he had seen Joe's best friend, Sam Robbins, draw a gun during the demonstration. This gun, identified as the one with which Joe had been shot, was later found in the Robbins' house. Sam was arrested, and the Metropolis Clarion, a scandal-mongering newspaper and Latimer's mouthpiece, immediately released a story to the effect that Sam had shot Joe as part of a plot to make trouble for the governor. Enraged, hundreds of his buddies marched on the jail to liberate Sam. Meanwhile, unaware of this development, Clark Kent is in the modest Robbins home interviewing Sam's mother. It is twilight. Listen.
They've got no right to say my Sam shot Joe Martin. Why, Sam and Joe thought the world of each other, Mr. Kent.
I know.
Since they were 6 years old, they've been friends. Sam would do anything for Joe, anything.
Well, I believe you, Mrs.
And
Robbins,
in that newspaper it said Sam was a foreigner.
Well,
that's a lie, Mr. Kent. You know that's a lie.
Don't pay any attention to what the Clarion said, Mrs. Robbins. We all know Sam is a loyal American. He's just the victim of a plot to discredit him and others of his faith, as well as all the veterans who demonstrated against the governor.
A plot?
Uh-huh.
What kind of a plot?
Well, at the moment we're not quite sure, but we have our suspicions. You may be able to help us pin it down.
I?
Mm-hmm.
How can I help?
Try to remember. Joe Martin was shot about 5:30 yesterday afternoon. Sam stopped here at the house about 6 on his way to the hospital. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. But he didn't stop to hide a gun like the newspaper said.
Oh, no.
He wanted to get the money he saved in the army to help Joe.
Yes, I know that. At any rate, Sam was here about 6. Now, what time did the state troopers come here and find the gun?
About half an hour, maybe 3/4 of an hour later. I know it wasn't 7 o'clock yet,
but... Well, never mind that. But between the time Sam was here and the state troopers came, were you alone?
Yes, I was alone.
Did you have any visitors?
No. Oh, wait.
What?
That friend of Sam's. He was only here a few minutes, so...
What friend of Sam's?
I don't remember his name.
Think, Mrs. Robbins. Think hard.
Well, I think he said it was Charlie, but I'm not sure. He said he knew Sam and Joe in the army. Just got out of the army and he wanted to see Sam.
Mm-hmm. Did he come into the house?
He came in for just a minute. I gave him a cup of tea and some cake.
I see. Tell me, did he go into the kitchen with you or did he wait here in the living room while you prepared the tea and cake?
Now, let me think. Is that important, Mr. Kent?
It might be. Can you remember?
Yes. He stayed in here, in the living room.
Mm-hmm. About how long, Mrs. Robbins?
Not long. Just while I heated the water and arranged the tray.
Well, 5 or 10 minutes, say?
Not anymore. Why are you asking all these questions, Mr. Kent?
5 or 10 minutes, eh? Plenty of time to get upstairs, discover which room was Sam's, and slip the gun into a bureau drawer.
What? Oh, no, he couldn't. Why, he said he was a friend of Sam's. They were in the army together.
Yeah, so he said. What did this fellow look like?
He was about medium height, thin.
Mm-hmm.
He had on a blue suit. He was kind of light-complected and...
Yes?
And his mouth. I thought maybe it was because he was wounded in the war. It was kind of pulled up on one side.
Lippy Williams.
Who?
Lippy Williams, a reporter for the Daily Clarion. You've described him to a T. I wouldn't put a thing like this past him either. And the Clarion has been playing up this story to a fare-thee-well, practically trying and condemning Sam in their paper.
But why? He never did anything to them.
Well, if I'm right, if it was Williams who planted the gun here, I think I can guess why. But first, I've got to prove it was he. Now, look, Mrs. Robbins, don't mention this to anyone, please.
Mom, I've got... they're going to get Sam out of jail.
What? Who is?
The federal. I didn't know anybody was...
No, it's all right, son. I'm Clark Kent.
Mr. Kent is trying to help Sam. This is my younger son, Lenny.
Yes, how are you, Lenny?
Hello.
What's this about Sam getting out of jail?
Well, the boys from Sam and Joe's Legion Post, about 100 of them, they're marching to the jail. They're going to bust down the doors and get Sam out.
Oh, no.
They might even have him out already.
Is it good for them to do that,
no,
Mr. Kent?
No, it's bad. It's about the worst possible thing the veterans could do for Sam or for themselves. Look, I'm going to try to stop them. You two stay here. I'll see you later.
Hurrying from the Robbins house, Clark Kent steps into a shadowed alleyway, strips off his business suit, and takes to the air as Superman. Up, up, and away! Red cape streaming in the wind, the Man of Steel flashes across the great city, appears over the gray stone barracks of the state police, just as a mob of angry, shouting GI veterans are massing for a rush on the central building housing the jail. Lined across the shallow steps, their backs to the jail doors, stand a dozen uniformed state troopers, guns in hand. The grim-faced sergeant stands a step above them, ready to give the order to fire, as the mass of veterans, like a great wave, suddenly surges across a few dozen yards, separating them from the jail.
Come on, follow me! Let's get this place like we took off an hour!
Wait! Just a minute, boys! Just a moment! Don't let your troopers fire, sergeant!
Hey, look,
wait, fellow! Wait, I said! Listen to me!
Hey, Superman!
Okay. Now look, you boys have the wrong idea. We don't settle our quarrels in this country by taking the law into our own hands. You know that. That's what you fought the war for, to preserve respect for law and order.
What law?
Sam Robbins never shot Joe White.
Oh, you're right. And we'll prove he didn't. In the court.
Governor Wheeler laughs at the court.
Listen to me. Two wrongs don't make a right. Besides, you fellas are handling this wrong. You're playing right into the governor's hands. Don't you see that?
What do you mean?
How?
You've already been called foreigners.
Yeah, because we have the guts to stand up for our rights.
Yeah. All right. Listen to me. If you attack the jail, you'll be committing a crime against the government. Public opinion will turn against you. The people will believe you're being led by radicals and foreigners. That's what certain people are trying to do, discredit you, so they can go on discriminating against you. Don't you see that?
Well,
that's a lot of sense, sir. As plain as the nose on your face. Go home now, please. Don't resort to violence.
What about Sam Robbins?
We're not going to let the governor railroad him to the chair.
Oh, wait a minute. Sam won't be railroaded to the chair. Joe Martin has a good chance of recovering. As soon as he's able to talk, he'll clear Sam.
Suppose Joe dies, then what?
Yeah, what about?
Even in that case, I can promise you that Sam won't be made to pay for a crime he did not commit if you'll cooperate with me and do this in the American way. But if you don't, you'll only discredit Sam and yourselves and further the cause of intolerance. So break this up. Go home now, please. Go home quietly.
Soberly, the crowd of GI veterans listen to Superman's plea, then turn slowly and begin to disperse. The Man of Steel breathes a sigh of relief as he watches them go. But unknown to him, a new and even greater threat is being prepared against Sam Robbins and the men who fought for a better world. We'll be back in a moment to find out what that threat is. So stand by.
You know, gang, with school started and all, it's a good idea to go in for a real bang-up breakfast. Because if you don't eat right in the morning, how can you have fun at your work and take in more fun after school besides? So tomorrow morning, just get next to a dish of Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine cereal. See how those crisp, tender flakes of whole wheat tickle your taste. Put you in the mood to eat hearty. Take in that sunny, catchy Pep flavor, all golden toasted. Why, you'll say Pep's one prize of a dish. Or you might say Pep's a 49-prize dish. Because there are 49 different prizes you can get in packages of Pep. One in every single package. For instance, you can collect 7 exciting colored cardboard models of fighting planes. Easy and fun to assemble. And you can collect a great new series of 24 bird pictures, each with a full description to help you identify these birds in the air. And then there are those 18 bright-colored comic buttons, each with a famous comic strip character to pin on your beanie cap or your jacket. So get busy collecting all three kinds of those wonderful prizes. Ask Mom to get you a package of Kellogg's Pep next time she goes shopping.
In the library of Big George Latimer's palatial home, the state political boss has just learned that the veterans did not storm the state police barracks. His scowl deepens as Lippy Williams, star reporter for the Metropolis Clarion, says...
It's a lucky thing those GIs stopped in time, Mr. Latimer.
Lucky? Are you kidding? I was hoping they'd go through with it. We couldn't have gotten a better break.
How come?
Public opinion. Those vets would have been marked lousy if they broke into that jail.
Maybe, but it might have exploded the powder keg you're sitting on.
What powder keg?
Look, those stories you had me writing to Clarion smearing Sam Robbins and what you call foreigners, they've stirred up a lot of crackpots. You should see some of the letters and telegrams that came in.
What sort of letters?
Well, the usual stuff. Down with the Jews, down with the Catholics, down with everything. And wait until the mail comes in from upstate where they hate everybody who didn't come over on the Mayflower. They'll flood the office.
They will, eh?
Well, sure. All some of those nuts up there need is a couple of juicy stories like we've given them in the Clarion, and they're off to the races yelling for blood, foreigners' blood. That's why I say you're lucky the GI stab at the jail was called off.
So they want foreigners' blood upstate, do they?
And how? They're fanatical nuts. During the war, they organized German Bunds. Now they hate anyone whose name isn't Smith. Of course, it's none of my business, but...
Just a minute, Libby. Connect me with the governor, please. This is George Latimer. Hello, Frank? Listen, I'm quite worried about that business at the police barracks this evening. Yes, I know the veterans didn't go through with it this time, but they might. The next time. I think you'd better have Robbins moved out of Metropolis. Where? Well, I think an upstate jail would be the safest place. Oh, no, I said upstate. You've got to take care of him, you know. Make sure no harm comes to him.
Hey, no, don't do that.
Get one of the judges to transfer him, Frank. Don't delay. It might look bad for you if anything happened to one of our war veterans. Fine. Good night, Frank.
You can't move Robbins upstate, Mr. Latimer. You know what'll happen?
No, what?
Those nuts up there will lynch him.
Will they?
His cold, beady eyes gleaming beneath fat, drooping lids. Big George Latimer smiles knowingly and leans back in his chair.
That would be unfortunate, wouldn't it, Lippy? Unfortunate for Sam Robbins.
Gang, tomorrow's episode is packed with suspense, so don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, gang, when you line up all the famous names you know, you'll find Kellogg mighty near the top. That's Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals. And here are some of the good things Kellogg packs into each plump, tender biscuit of Kellogg shredded wheat. Flavor, natural nut sweet flavor, toasted just right. Nutrition, fine whole wheat nourishment. And for economy, Kellogg packs 15 biscuits in every package. They're made to fit the bowl. Try them soon. You'll like Kellogg shredded wheat. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.